If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout.
This is a Fishnet for Him by Floss of flossdoeslife.com, read by Cheryl Blue. Lingerie is for everyone, and I think it's about time you discovered what kind of lingerie is for you. Kneeling at my feet, he looks up at me, eyes wide, cock hard, and while the gag between his teeth prevents him from speaking, his body language is enough to let me know that on some level, my plan excited him. I spread all the lingerie I've selected for him across the bed, talking him through body stockings, suspender belts, and more as I handled each piece before laying it back down. Once all the lingerie is arranged for his perusal, I untie his hands, remove his gag, and request he stands, inviting him to try any and all of the garments that appeal to him, until he finds what he'd like to wear for the duration of the evening. I watch his cock twitch as he fingers the various fabrics, anticipation rising within me as I wonder what he will choose. There are options that I hope he goes for, but I want this to be about what he feels good in. That way, when I run my hands over his body and tell him how sexy he looks in his new lingerie, it will reinforce the choice he made, making him truly believe that this lingerie really is for him. His hands move tentatively against the silks, fishnets, and lace. All manner of colours lay before him too, and I watch as he pulls a selection of stockings and panties on before viewing himself in the mirror and then discarding them. When he pulls on a pair of fishnet stockings with PVC tops, he keeps them on much longer than the others, wearing them as he moves between the beds and the mirror, trying on other items. When he finds the black fishnet dress, he seems instantly pleased. A smile flickers across his face, and he stands in front of the mirror as he pulls it over his head. It stretches across his broad chest and he pulls it down over his erection, and I watch his reflection in the mirror as his arousal causes the dress to be pushed up. Clearly he wanted to find a way for the dress to remain in place. He heads back to the bed and starts selecting a range of panties that might contain his hard-on. When he finds the red pair, soft and stretchy, I watch as they cover his cock before it slowly repositions itself, the head visible above the waistband. He views himself in the mirror, his hands moving across his body. He's ready. He's dressed. And I can see he feels good. When he turns to me, his eyes flicker, perhaps with concern, perhaps with the desire for my approval. He needn't worry, though. He looks sexy as hell, and I can't wait to run my hands over his body before making him come. There was a whole scene planned. I was going to restrain him thoroughly, tease him relentlessly, make him beg for release before denying him, forcing him to bring me to orgasm as he desperately tries not to give in to his own climax. Sometimes, though, even the best laid plans can come undone, and sometimes that is for the best. He kneels at my feet once more, but he has barely settled himself there when I order him back onto his feet. Get on the bed and lie on your back. He does as he's told, surveying the lingerie still scattered upon the duvet, but realizing his instructions didn't include clearing the bed. So he lays on top of an array of underwear and waits for my next move. I climb on top of the bed, and I'm thankful that I've never seen fit to remove the underbed restraints despite them being used so infrequently these days. As I cuff his ankles and wrists and tighten the straps, pulling him into that spread eagle position, I am grateful for the lack of time it took to restrain him. I straddle him and move my hands across his chest, the fishnet beneath my palms turning me on. I feel his cock pulsing against my cunt as I touch him, and all the ways in which I usually toy with him are a million miles away from my mind. My normal levels of control have dwindled, and all I want to do is impale myself on his cock and fuck him until we are both sweaty, breathless, and ready to climax. I strip down to my own lingerie, panties wet and breasts threatening to spill from my bra. He pulls against his bindings. I know he's eager to touch, lick, and move his lingerie-clad body against my own. It's tempting for a moment to free him, to have him embrace me and explore me with impunity. Despite casting all my plans aside, though, I can't let go of the desire to see him utterly frustrated and trying to free himself from his restraints. My lips find his at the same time as my cunt finds his cock, and he moans into my mouth as I slide onto him. He fills me and stretches me, his red panties nestled beneath his balls, my crotchless panties allowing all the access he needs while still offering a little tease of what he cannot see. As our bodies move against each other, our tongues simulating the action that is occurring lower down, my hands roam across his body, up across his fishnet-covered chest, and down to the PVC band gripping his thighs, and the feeling of the different fabrics covering his usually naked body fuels the intensity with which I fuck him, and my face is buried in his neck, biting and nibbling at his flesh as my hands grip the bedsheets, except this time it isn't bedding, but handfuls of discarded lingerie that I curl my fingers around. All that beautiful silk and lace scattered beneath us. Panties, stockings, bras, baby dolls, all waiting for the day they are chosen to heighten the desire between two people. Today was not that day, though. Today he chose differently, wisely, sexily. He looked fuckable and manly in so-called feminine attire, and the more I focus on that body in that lingerie, the wetter I get and the harder I ride him. I free my tits from my bra and thrust the nipple into his mouth. He instinctively knows what to do, and his sucking and licking causes my cunt to clench, which combined with grinding on his cock causes the wave of orgasm to build fast within me. I'm eager for him to come too, though. I want it all. I want that fast, desperate fucking that causes us both to climax before flopping beside each other in satisfied delight. Luckily, years of exploring our kinks together and more than a little dabbling in orgasm control meant that I had a good chance of getting him to come just at that right moment if I made all the right moves. With my nipple still in his mouth, I moved my cunt against him in the way that caught my sweet spot, in the perfect way, enhanced by his upwards and determined thrusting. As I could feel myself edging ever nearer to climax, one hand found his throat as my whisper found his ear. Come for me now. And he did, as I squeezed the sides of his neck and forced my breasts against his face while grinding against his cock. He came hard as his muscles tensed and his body convulsed beneath me, while my own orgasm took hold and my cunt gushed around his cock and my moans of pleasure filled the air, drowning out the sounds of him gasping for breath as my hand fell from his neck and my tits left his face, as my back arched instinctively as the orgasm I had craved since he pulled on those stockings finally took hold. If you like this, you can find more of Floss's brilliant work at flossdoeslife.com, more of me at tintedblue.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.